Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin, my name is Ram Goldhar, and there are Masechus Ksubis, Daf Pei Dal, the ninth parak HaKosav Ishto. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. The Zichud Masechus Ksubis program has been generously sponsored as a schus for HaKazachas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Misha meis v'niach isha u'balchob v'yorshin. If someone died and left a wife and a creditor and heirs, all making claims on his estate, and he had a deposit or loan in the possession of others. Rabbi Tarfon says, they should be given to the weakest among them. Rabbi Kiva says, we're not merciful in deciding the halacha. Rather, the property should be given to the heirs, for all of them, referring to the widow and the creditors, require an oath before they can collect, whereas the heirs do not require an oath. The Gemara asks why the Mishnah mentioned both cases of a deposit and a loan, and answers that if the Tanna had only taught the case of the milva of the loan, we would say that it's only in this case where Rabbi Tarfon stated the heirs do not receive it. Mishum de milva lehotza nitna, because a loan is given to the borrower to be spent. Rashi explains that whatever funds the debtor has at the time of the death are not considered to be on deposit for the heirs. Although bikadon de eis be'ene, but a deposit which is intact, perhaps Rabbi Tarfon would say it goes to the heirs. And if the Tanna had only taught the case of the bikadon, the deposit, perhaps only here, Rabbi Kiva would say it goes to the heirs. But in the case of the loan, which is to be spent, perhaps he agrees with Rabbi Tarfon. Pointing to the grass, what Rabbi Tarfon means that the property is given l'koshel shebehen, to the weakest among them. Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina said, L'koshel shebarai, it's given to the one with the weakest proof. Rashi explains that the one who has the most recently dated shtar is considered to be the weakest, since he cannot collect from properties that were sold before the date of the shtar. Rabbi Yochanan said, L'ksubas isha mishum chinah, it's designated to the woman's ksuba because of a favor. Rashi explains that she's considered weaker because it's not a woman's way to investigate what were the holdings of the deceased and find land from which to collect. And pointing with you, the Mishnah had taught that if the deceased left detached produce from the ground, kol kodem behen zoch behen, whoever is first to seize it gains possession of it. If they gain more than what was owed to them, hamosa, the surplus is given, according to Rabbi Tarfon, or koshel shebehen, to the weakest among them, whereas Rabbi Kiva says it's given to the yorshin, since they do not require an oath to collect. When the Gemara asks why only the moser, only the surplus, goes to the heirs, according to Rabbi Kiva, and not all the produce, it answers that, in fact, all the produce does go to the heirs. He only mentioned his opinion because Rabbi Tarfon had brought the case of surplus. The Gemara then asks if, according to Rabbi Kiva, tviso mahanya klal, the seizing property not accomplish anything at all, and Rava said, in the name of Rav Nachman, v'hushatavas machaim, it's effective when the creditor sees the property during the father's lifetime. Rashi explains that Rav Nachman received a tradition from his Rebbe, that Rebbe Kiva agrees in this situation. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Misha meis v'niach isha u'balchov v'yorshin. If someone died and left a wife, a creditor, and heirs, all making claims on his estate, and he had a deposit or a loan in the possession of others. Rabbi Tarfon says, Yinasin l'koshel shebehen, they should be given to the weakest among them. Rabbi Kiva says, Eimer rachmin bedin, we're not merciful in deciding the halacha. El yinasin l'yorshin shekon srichin shvua, ve'ein ha'yorshin srichin shvua. Rather, the property should be given to the heirs, for all of them, referring to the widow and the creditors, require an oath before they can collect, whereas the heirs do not require an oath. The Gemara asks why the Mishnah mentioned both cases of a deposit and a loan, and answers that if the Tanna had only taught the case of the milva of the loan, we would say that it's only in this case where Rabbi Tarfon stated the heirs do not receive it. Mishum de milva lehotza nitna, because a loan is given to the borrower to be spent. Rashi explains that whatever funds the debtor has at the time of the death are not considered to be on deposit for the heirs. Although bikadon de eis be'ene, but a deposit which is intact, perhaps Rabbi Tarfon would say it goes to the heirs. And if the Tanna had only taught the case of the bikadon, the deposit, perhaps only here, Rabbi Kiva would say it goes to the heirs. But in the case of the loan, which is to be spent, perhaps he agrees with Rabbi Tarfon. Pointing to the grass, what Rabbi Tarfon means that the property is given l'koshel shebehen, to the weakest among them. Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina said, L'koshel shebarai, it's given to the one with the weakest proof. Rashi explains that the one who has the most recently dated shtar is considered to be the weakest, since he cannot collect from properties that were sold before the date of the shtar. Rabbi Yochanan said, L'ksubas isha mishum china, it's designated to the woman's ksuba because of a favor. Rashi explains that she's considered weaker because it's not a woman's way to investigate what were the holdings of the deceased and find land from which to collect. And pointing with you, the Mishnah had taught that if the deceased left detached produce from the ground, kol kodem behen zoch behen. Whoever is first to seize it gains possession of it. If they gain more than what was owed to them, hamosa, the surplus is given, according to Rabbi Tarfon, o koshel shebehen, to the weakest among them, whereas Rabbi Kiva says it's given to the yorshim, since they do not require an oath to collect. When the Gemara asks why only the moser, only the surplus, goes to the heirs, according to Rabbi Kiva, and not all the produce, it answers that, in fact, all the produce does go to the heirs. He only mentioned his opinion because Rabbi Tarfon had brought the case of surplus. The Gemara then asks if, according to Rabbi Kiva, tefisa mahanya klal, does seizing property not accomplish anything at all? And Rava said, in the name of Rav Nachman, v'husha tafas machaim, it's effective when the creditor sees the property during the father's lifetime. Rashi explains that Rav Nachman received a tradition from his Rebbe, that Rebbe Kiva agrees in this situation. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Pei Daled, and this one was suggested to us by Aaron Warso from Queens. He suggested Pei Daled is a launch pad, like a spaceship launch pad. So here goes. The astronaut who kept the deposit and loan given to him in his rocket ship on his launch pad was surrounded by his deceased creditor's wife, Balchov and Yorshin, who were fighting over who was the weakest to collect. When suddenly the wife snatched some detached fruit to cover the value of her ksuba and gave their surplus to the Balchov. So once again, it's a motion. The astronaut who kept the deposit and loan given to him in his rocket ship on his launch pad, that must be warmed off, Pei Daled. The astronaut who kept the deposit and loan given to him in his rocket ship on his launch pad was surrounded by his deceased creditor's wife, Balchov and Yorshin, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Misha meis v'niach isha u'balchov v'yorshin. If someone died and left a wife, a creditor, and heirs, all making claims on his estate, and he had a deposit and a loan in the possession of others, Rabbi Tarfon says, yinasin lo koshel shebehen, they shall be given to the weakest among them. Rabbi Kiva says, e merachmin bedin, we're not merciful in deciding the halacha, rather the property should be given to the yorshin, for all them, referring to the widow and the balchov, require an oath before they can collect, whereas the yorshin do not require an oath. The Gemara explains why the Mishnah mentioned both cases of a deposit and a loan. So the astronaut who kept the deposit and loan given to him in his rocket ship on his launch pad was surrounded by his deceased creditor's wife, Balchov and Yorshin, who were fighting over who was the weakest to collect. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks what Rabbi Tarfon means that the property is given l'koshel shebehen, to the weakest among them. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina said l'koshel shebaraya, it's given to the one with the weakest proof, which is the one who has the most recently dated shtar, since he cannot collect from properties that were sold before the date of the shtar. And Rabbi Yochanan said l'ksuba isha mishum chinah, it's designated to the woman's ksuba because of favor. Rashi explains that she's considered weaker because it's not a woman's way to investigate what were the holdings of the deceased and find land from which to collect. So the astronaut who kept the deposit and loan given to him in his rocket ship on his launch pad was surrounded by his deceased creditor's wife, Balchov and Yorshin, who were fighting over who was the weakest to collect. When suddenly the wife snatched some detached fruit to cover the value of her ksuba and gave the surplus to the Balchov. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the deceased left detached produce from the ground, kol kodem behen zocheh behen, whoever is first to seize it gains possession of it. If they gain more than what was owed to him, hamosa, of the surplus is given, according to Rabbi Tarfon, l'koshel shebehen, to the weakest among them, whereas Rabbi Kiva says it's given to the yorshin, since they do not require an oath to collect. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva, seizing is effective when the creditor sees the property during the father's lifetime. So once again, the astronaut who kept the deposit and loan given to him in his rocket ship on his launch pad was surrounded by his deceased creditor's wife, Balchov and Yorshin, who were fighting over who was the weakest to collect, when suddenly the wife snatched some detached fruit to cover the value of her ksuba and gave the surplus to the Balchov. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.